Plum right kill Tom up there. There's a big old house up there, and you can see snake sheds all around there everywhere. Hmm. And that old house there, you know, he'd been dead for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And you right where all that blood, where he bled from, where he shot him at that front door and went around the bed and got his gun, and his wife run and caught him and begged him not to kill Lum. Said, "You gonna die, then you should kill him." And he just turned loose and fell back over on the bed, dead. And right where he was standing there, hook holding him, I got that blood that's puddled on that floor. They've taken and washed it, scrubbed it, scalded it, and done everything. They ain't never been able to get that blood out.
Mm-hmm.
From that front door, see, it's 2 rooms. It's a big old house. It's about big as this one.
Yeah.
And got a long kitchen off, but it ain't got no side. Got 2 rooms here and 2 over there, and then the kitchen off the back, hauled down through it. And he taken and come from the out on the porch and come around and come in this room and come around over in the corner and got the gun and come back out there, and she stopped him. Yeah, he'd have killed him. He was much of a man. He's about 7 feet tall and weighed 340 pounds.
Good.
Shoot, I seen him just take that old mule I got and just pick up that mule, get ready to shoot him and things like that, and that mule couldn't get his front feet up. I seen him just slap his shoulder up on the chest and pick a whole front feet up and on. As can get a leg I got and hold it up there and go ahead and clean out a foot or something like that.
That was Lum?
Oh, Tom Drew, one he killed.
Yeah.
Lum Wright, the one killed him. I go and made all that liquor over there. Uh-huh. Well, we were there one time and they taken and the revenue come in there and they cut the, had a tank upstairs up there, had 1,500 gallons of liquor. And they went in there and they had a faucet and all. Let's go down and turn you. Like going in and turn one of them faucets on in there.
It was a blind tiger, huh? I mean, you just a place, yeah.
Huh?
It was a blind tiger place where they could go and.
Yeah, go down and get it. He didn't have nothing here. He had a lost gear till Hancock got in there. My God, he went up there and went on in there and they went up there and cut that thing and we went over there, me and Pop, or something or other. And, that liquor was running down the ditch just like water, just like it come a rain. Them niggas laying out drinking it out of them ditches and all I got. I went in the corner of the house and a nigga woman had a slop jar. She had it full, had a tin to them. They come to revenue, come around there and pulled it out. I went there and caught me a quart jar full and went out there and sat down in the back of the wagon. I helped myself. That whole work, the revenues and so much, they smelled it. Shoot, they'd been drinking just like we did. He just put 1,200 gallons up there.
Good.
And he lost every bit of it. It taken everything he had, though, Julia. He got out of it. He didn't make no time. The next time he caught him, he made a year in jail up there. But
yeah.
He taken them, he sure made plenty of liquor over there. Bell's tails over there. There's enough bell's tails over there for a common family, I got to have enough wood to last them a whole year.
That's saying them now. Coming to visit you?
Yeah, that's saying
Lee's called one. Really? Well, look, I done talked long enough with you. I appreciate talking
to you. Let me see who that is.
All right.
I think that's Lee's called one. Here, Lee's here called one.